Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Radha Madhav ki, Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Jai Gaur Premanande, Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Shunyavadi, Paschata Deshatarine, Gurave Gaurachandraya, Radhika Tadalyaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye Nashta Praeshwa Bhadresho Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. You're all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, Skan, Bunake, Mauritius. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 9, text 20. The chapter is entitled Brahma's Prayer for Creative Energy. So third canto and fourth canto is a dialogue between Maitreya Rishi and Vidur. So Vidur has asked the question about creation. So Maitreya Rishi is explaining how creation took place. So in the process, when Brahma was born on the lotus flower, which was connected to the lotus stem, and that lotus stem arose from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So Brahma is explaining that I tried to find out my source, I could not find. So then I only heard two words, tapa, which means do austerity. Then I started doing austerity for 100 celestial years. And then I have a vision of the Lord, and then I offered my prayers to the Lord. So Brahma's prayers are in third canto. Then we have Brahma's prayer in 10th canto, 14th chapter, to Krishna, when he stole the cowherd boys and calves. Then we have Brahma's prayers in Brahma Sahita. So Brahma is our acharya. Brahma is our acharya of sampradaya. So his prayers, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, for the devotees, Srishti Leela, which means the creative pastime of the Supreme Lord, and Ras Leela, which means the conjugal pastime of the Supreme Lord, are all equally important. For the devotee, the Srishti Leela, which means creation, and Ras Leela, which means the highest perfection, both are important. Both are very important to the devotee. Srishti Leela is opulence of the Supreme Lord. And Ras Leela is the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. So on the one side, Lord is very opulent, on the other side is very sweet. Usually opulent people are not sweet because they are big people. You cannot really approach them, but he is on the one side is opulent and simultaneously is very sweet. So this is Brahma's prayer to creative energy. It means from where creation takes place, from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So he is praying to the Lord Vishnu. So today's prayers, this is a series of prayers, and then Lord responds to these prayers. So today's prayer is about Supreme Lord is known, he is lying down on his serpent bed, Anantasesh, in the ocean, milk ocean. So he is called, one ocean is called milk ocean, so he is called Kheera Udakshayi Vishnu. Kheera means milk. The other ocean is Garbha Sagar. It's called Garbha Udak. Udak means water. Udak means liquid. Garbha Sagar Vishnu, the one who lies down in a ocean of creative water. Garbha means creation. Karuna Dakshayi Vishnu, this is Mahavishnu. He lies down in a casual ocean. So that is, Karuna means casual. Udak means water, ocean. So this prayer is to Purusha Avatar. These three Vishnu, they are called Purusha Avatar. And they are expansion from Mahasankarshan, which is coming from Balaram, and Balaram is coming from Krishna. So Krishna from right side expand as a Balaram, and for creation Balaram transfer into five, three Purusha avatar, three Vishnu, and one Anant Shesh to hold the planet, and one himself to appear in a pastime. On the left side, Krishna expands as a Radharani, as energy. And she expands further as Lakshmi's in a Vaikuntha. She has a reflection as the queens in Dwarka. And she expands her own self as gopis in Vrindavan. So one side energy is expanding, one side Vishnu Tattva is expanding. So therefore we have Pancha Tattva on the right side of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda and Advaita, because they are Vishnu. On the left side is Gadadhar and Advaita, Srinivas. They are energy. Energy is on the left side. So this is the prayer to Vishnu. So let us recite the prayer. It's not written there. So I will say one word. Yaha avidya anopahataha api dasha ardha vritya nidram uvaha jathari kritta lokayatra antah jale ahi kashipo sprasha anukulam bhima urami malini janasya sukham vivaranim. So this goes, yo avidya anupahato api dashardha virtya nidram va jatari kritaloka yatra antra jalehi kashipo isprashanukulam bhimorami malani janasya sukkam vivaranam. So Brahmaji is saying yo means that one. Avidya, avidya means, vidya means knowledge, avidya means ignorance. Those who are ignorant, those who don't know, avidya. Upahato, those Srila Prabhupada translates, one avidya influence by nisense. Avidya means ignorance, who is influenced by nisense. Anopahat, without being affected. Anopahat, one who is not affected. Pahat means affected. Anopahat means not affected by. Api, in spite of. Dash ardha, dash means ten, ardha means half. So half of the ten means five. Dasha ardha, five. Vritya, interactions. Nidram, nidram means sleep. Sleep. Uaha, accepted. Jathari, jathari, is it when there is a fire in the stomach which digests the food is called Jatra Agni. Jatra means belly. So Jatra means abdomen. Within the abdomen. Kirta, Kirta means doing something. Kirta means doing. Loka Yatraha, maintenance of the different entities. Loka, Jiva Loka. Loka means all the living entities. Yatra, during their movement from one species to other. So he's keeping all them in his abdomen. antah jale means within the water. Within the world of devastation. Ahi Kashipu, ahi means snake. And Kashipu, we know Hiranyakashipu. Hirana means gold. Kashipu means soft bed. So ahi Kashipu means soft bed of serpent. So serpent has very soft touch. Ahi Kashipu Sprasha Anukulam. Sprasha means touch. Anukulam means favorable. That touch is happy for the touch. That is very, very, very pleasing to the Supreme Lord. Sleeping on the serpent. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam. This is the prayer to the Vishnu. Shantakaram. He is very peaceful. He is very peacefully sleeping. Where? Bhujagashayanam. Bhujaga means serpent. Shayanam means sleeping. He is sleeping very peacefully on the bed of snake. So, is it easy? He is sleeping very peacefully on the bed of snake. Jai. Then, next. Bhima Urmi. You know, Bhima means very powerful. And Urmi means waves of the ocean. Powerful waves of the ocean. He is sleeping in the ocean as the powerful waves are coming. Malini. Malini actually means the garland. Which means chain. It is continuously coming. The Urmis are coming continuously. Janasya. Of the intelligent person. Sukham, happiness. Vivaranam, showing. Srila Prabhupada's translation. My Lord, Brahmaji is saying, my Lord, you accept the pleasure of sleeping in the water of devastation where there are violent waves, and you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes, showing the happiness of your sleep to intelligent persons. At that time, all the universe planets are stationed within your abdomen. So what Brahmaji is speaking, he is speaking of pralaya. Pralaya means annihilation, devastation. So how the pralaya starts, this Ananta Sesha, which is under the Patala Lok, and the fire comes from the mouth of the Anantadev. And then this water boils, and then sun comes down, and there will be everywhere water. So when there is a water of devastation, all the planets are completely drowned in where they go, where the all living entities goes. Brahma say, they all are entering into your abdomen. So how big is the abdomen of the Supreme Lord? Everything is accommodated into this. In Damodara Astak, what we read every day, Tava udara artha vishvasya dhamine. You are udar, you are belly. Vishvasya dhamine. Vishva means universe. Dham means place of residence. Your abdomen is the place of residence for all universes. So what is coming out of the belly of the Vishnu is the stem of the lotus, which has 14 planetary system. The Patal till Brahma's Satya Lok. Everything is coming out as a stem. So how big is a stem? Is it 14 planetary systems are just coming out from the belly of the Supreme Lord. So this... So my Lord, you accept the pleasure of sleeping in the water of devastation, where there are violent waves, because it is a time of annihilation, so waves are very violent. Urami, Bhima Urami. And you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes. You are lying down on the bed of snakes. You enjoy. Showing the happiness of your sleep to the intelligent person. You are still sleeping in that position.
You are sleeping in that position. So, intelligent person can understand this. Sri Sri Krishna Balarama ki Tai Gaura Premanande. Visible? No visible. Very good. Say Krishna Balaram. So what were you talking is? Sleep in intelligence person can know this. But those who are not intelligent cannot understand this. At that time means at the time of inhalation. Universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. Everything enters into your abdomen. Okay. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Person who cannot think of anything beyond the limit of their own power are like the frogs in the well who cannot imagine the length and breadth of the great Pacific Ocean. Srila Prabhupada is comparing the tiny brain of a materially minded person. He thinks, what is his energy? How much I know? And his thinking is like a frog in a well. He thinks this well is the greatest reservoir of water. He don't know how big is the ocean. What actually it means is, in Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes at certain places, that there are narration of different planets. There the life is different. And we, when here, we cannot relate to that. Because this is not in our experience. It's a different planet. Like if somebody never goes out from Mauritius, and if he somehow, somebody tells, well, in America, they drive the car on the other side of the road. Right, and so no, it is not possible. They will not think of this, you know, because they have no experience beyond their own limit. So what is happening in other countries, we don't know. So what is happening in other planets, which is also described in Bhagavatam. The interplanetary description is there. So that cannot be easily conceived by the people on their own. There is a story I was reading yesterday. The father with a daughter going on a road, and there was a trunk of the tree, some big heavy. So the girl said, "Can I move it?" Father said, "Use your all energy and move it." So she tried. She could not. She said, "I cannot do." Father, you said I can do. He says, use your all energy. Use your all power. She again tried. She could not. Third time when she fell, then father said, "I told you, use your all energy, resource, power. You did not ask me to help. I could have helped you and we could have done this." So always we think, I can do myself. But why we ask some spiritually enlightened person, he can help us to understand. So we should always get help from somebody to understand the things. It's not that by our own power we can understand it. When I am this is the same story. Well, there was a flood. There was a flood, heavy flood. The person was on the roof of his own building. He was saying, "God, please save me." Then some boat came. Boatman said, "Please come." He said, "No, God will come." Then the motor boat came. He said, "Please come, water is coming up." He said, "No, I'm praying, God will come." Then water came up till his, neck. Then helicopter came. He said, you hold on this rope, I will take you out." He said, "No, God will come." And then he drowned. And then when he reached to the God, he said, "I was praying you." He said, "I came three times full. Why did you not listen to me? I came three times. Why didn't you listen to me?" This is very... God is helping us, but we are not ready to accept the help. So we want to use our own power to understand things. Prabhupada is saying, this is like a frog. You think I can understand on my own? No, it's not possible. So, Srila Prabhupada is giving simple example. Such people take it as legendary when they hear that the Supreme Lord is lying on his bed within the great ocean of universe. They are surprised that one can lie down within the water and sleep very happily. How can somebody sleep in water happily? Then Srila Prabhupada is saying, 900,000 species in the water, they are born in the water, they live in the water, they marry in the water, they have their children in the water, so they are happy in the water. Pani mein kitne jeev hain? Wo magarmach pani mein hi sota hai, pani mein hi shaadi hoti hai, pani mein hi bache paida karta hai. So many species in the water, they are passing their whole life. So what is the one creator who has created all these, they are enjoying there. Why not the creator can enjoy there? You know, this is something we know. This island called Jambu Deep is surrounded by salty ocean. But there is another island which is surrounded by milk ocean. There is another island which is surrounded by sugar cane, ganne ka juice. People say, how can there be sugar cane juice ocean? How can there be a milk ocean? How can there be a samundar, dood ka, dahi ka? Then I simply ask one question. Is there salty ocean? In Mauritius, people know there is a ocean which is salty. Aap sab jante hain ke Lameya mein namkeen pani hai. Is right? He says, there's a salt ocean here. Who put the salt in this? Government put the salt in ocean? Huh? Who put the salt in this ocean? This is my question. You put? No. Who put? God. So God can put salt, why cannot he put sugar? If he can put salt, then he can put sugar, he can put milk. If you believe that, isme namak kisne dala? ये समुद्र में नमक किसने डाला? आपने डाला माता जी? हाँ? अरे आपके घर में इतना भी नमक नहीं है, दाल में डालो, वो भी बाजार से लाते हो. You don't have enough salt to put in your vegetable. You buy it from outside. And God has unlimited salt. इतना बड़ा salty ocean बना दिया. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, they are surprised that one can lie down within the water and sleep very happily. But a little intelligence can mitigate this foolish astonishment. There are many living entities within the bed of the ocean who also enjoy the material bodily activities of eating, sleeping, defending, mating. If such insignificant living entities can enjoy life within the water, why can't the Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, sleep on the coil of the body of the serpent and enjoy in the turmoil of the violent ocean waves? So Prabhupada is giving logic. Is crocodile afraid of the ocean? Whatever waves come in ocean, is crocodile afraid of that? No. It is a big enjoyment for him. Huh? Is ocean afraid of crocodile? No. Neither the ocean is afraid of crocodile, nor the crocodile is afraid of ocean. Even one insignificant aquatic is not afraid of the water. He is sleeping in the water. So why can't the creator of these creatures can sleep and enjoy in the water? This is Prabhupada's logic. So everything and anything is possible of our Supreme Lord. He can do anything. This is the story, if you remember. Once Narada was passing by a cobbler, under a banyan tree. He said, where are you going, my dear Devarishi Narada? Say, I'm going to the Vaikuntha to see Supreme Lord. Say, ask Supreme Lord when I will be delivered from this material world. Then Narada passed through a big Brahman doing yajna and reading Veda. He said, Devarishi, where are you going? Say, I'm going to Vaikuntha. He said, ask from Lord when I will be delivered. So Narada reached to the Vaikuntha. He asked Narayan, these two persons asked me when they will be delivered. Supreme Lord said, this cobbler will be delivered in this lifetime, but the Brahman has to take many lifetimes. Ye joote banane wala to iski janam mein mukt ho jayega. Lekin ye Brahman jo Pandit ji hai, bahut janam lagenge. It takes many lifetimes. Not surprised, how come that? He's doing always reading Vedas. Supreme Lord said, when you go there, when they ask you something, they will ask what Lord Vishnu was doing. Bhagavan kya kar rahe the Vishnu? To aap bolna, you tell them, there was a needle hole. Suika sorak, needle hole. And Vishnu was pushing the elephant through the needle hole. But you tell this. He came down, Narada. He came to the Brahman. He said, Brahman said, so Narada, you are coming from Vaikuntha? Yes, yes. What was Lord Vishnu doing? When I will be delivered? What was Lord Vishnu doing? Oh, Narada said, Vishnu was having a small needle hole and he was pushing elephant through it. He said, Narada, why are you speaking lie? Have you ever went there? If you did not go, then why are you telling me this? Narada understood, he have no faith in Lord. How can he will be relieved? Simply reading books. When Narada reached to the cobbler, he said, Narada, I bow down to your feet. What was Narada Vishnu doing? He said, Lord Vishnu, through the needle hole, pushing the elephant. He was dancing. Yeah, yes, our Lord Vishnu can do this. He said, this big banyan tree is in this small seed. He can put this big tree in a seed. Why can't he put an elephant in the eye of a needle? So this faith, those who have this type of faith, they can become devotee. But those who argue, how can Supreme Lord do like that? They will not understand. He is sleeping on a serpent bed and he is having a yoga nidra. Soye hue anand mein. How is that? He enjoys that. So Srila Prabhupada's mood is, it's little intelligence, you can do this. The creator of the aquatics, why cannot he live in the water? What is the problem for him? Next. The distinction of the Lord is that his activities are all transcendental and he is able to do anything and everything without being deterred by limitation of time and space. He can enjoy his transcendental happiness regardless of material consideration. We are under the influence of time and place. We are under the influence of time and place. Supreme Lord is not under the influence of time and place. Kal has no influence. So Kal means time. This time has changed our bodies. We were children, then we were young, now we are becoming old. So Kal is influencing our body. But Kal has no influence on Krishna's body. When Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, he was 90 year old. But he is 16 year young. There's no influence of Kal on him. There's no influence of place. If we are in water, we cannot stay for a long time because it's not natural place for us. But what is the problem for Krishna? He created water. But there's no problem. Lord Ramachandra, he wanted to dry the ocean. He could dry the ocean. Lord Ramachandra became angry at the Indian Ocean. And when he was having his boat, Bhagwan Ramachandra jab samundar ko sukane lage, samundar kaampne laga. So the ocean personified, he was shaking. So what is the problem of this space for Supreme Lord? Everything is, he can just, Vaman Dev, with his 1 foot he measured all the space of this world. What is the problem for him? In second foot he reached to the boundary of the material world and pierced that covering with his big toe, and the Kayal ocean water came down, which become Ganga. So Ganga, the great flowing river, is coming from the toe of his big toe. What do you think? The big toe of his right foot. How powerful he is. He simply, his eyebrows can, he just move the eyebrows, the whole world can be finished. So how powerful he is. Why can't he sleep there? So Narada is saying something that, yes, you sleep there. It means, what actually mood of Narada is, that all this universe is within your abdomen. Now I have to create again, because you have created me, I have to create again. So how should I continue this my service of creation? Please guide me. So this prayer is to show that how Lord is beyond time and space. How there is no influence of any material, influence of time or influence of places on Supreme Lord. He is beyond that. So even the first line of the verse is like that. Yo avidya anupahato api. Five, what is this? Except the pleasure of sleeping, reward of devastation. Do proverb. So this is the, I think these prayers will continue. Can we go to the next verse also for 5 minutes? I would say we should do a couple verses a day. That will be easy. Next verse. Yanana bipadam bhavanad ahamasam idya. Yananabhi, of that Supreme Lord who is sleeping on the serpent bed in the ocean. Nabhi means navel. Padma means lotus. I am born from that Supreme Lord's navel. The Brahma is praying. Yananabhi padam bhavanad aham asam idyam. Idiom means worshipable Lord. Oh my Lord, I am born from the lotus, born from your navel. So this is a prayer. Padmanabha, what is called one of the name of the Supreme Lord is Padmanabha. Padma means lotus, Nabha means is a navel, is like a lotus. Which means the creation comes from his navel. Then lokatriya upakarano yad anugrahena. Now be merciful on me. Be merciful on three words. Tasmai namaste udar ist bhavaya yogaha nidravasana vikshan nalin akshanaya means lotus eye. Nalin means lotus, akshan means eye. So Srila Prabhupada's translation is, O object of my worship, idiom, I am born from the house of your lotus navel, he's saying, which is my place of birth, for the purpose of creating the universe by your mercy. But the word is, lokatriya upakarano yad anugraha. By your mercy, I have to create the world. You have created me, now I have to create. This is what I tell to the normal grastas, those who are married. God has created you, you have to help the God in creation. Now you don't want to create, this is nonsense. भगवान ने आपको बनाया तो आप सृष्टि को बढ़ाओ, नहीं हम नहीं बढ़ाएंगे. Then it's a nonsense. Actually, grihastha ashram is cooperation and supreme light in creation. ग्रस्त भगवान की सृष्टि में सहायता है. दिस इज वॉट कृष्ण टोल्ड टू ब्रह्मा, यू क्रिएट. ब्रह्मा क्रिएटेड स्वयंभू मनु एंड सतरूप एंड आस्क देम टू क्रिएट. ही क्रिएटेड प्रजापति टू क्रिएट एंड देयर इज नो लिमिट. द फर्स्ट ब्रह्मा हैज टू सन्स एंड थ्री डॉटर्स. टू सन एंड थ्री डॉटर्स इज द फर्स्ट क्रिएशन. Then Devahuti married to Kardama, 9 daughters and 1 son Kapil Dev. Then Daksha Prajapati has 60 daughters. And he has given to all the rishis. And then we are coming from that. If you don't have children, then how the creation will continue? How the creation will continue? Because no good soul is coming on the planet, because people are cruel, they are killing the babies in the womb. So how can the good soul come there to such type of people? So you have created me and I have to create by your mercy. Tad anugrahat, anugrah means by your mercy. Thus, then Brahmaji is saying, all these planets of the universe were stationed within your tonsil and abdomen while you were enjoying sleep. This is the line. Lokatha. Tasmai namaste udara istha bhavaya yoga nidrasam. When you were sleeping in nidra asana, yoga nidra, all these planets were in your abdomen. Now your sleep has ended. Your eyes are open like blossoming lotuses in the morning. Nalin akshina vikshit. Now your sleep is over. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is interesting. Brahma is teaching us beginning of archan regulation from the morning. Archan means deity worship. So Brahma is teaching us archan regulation. Matlab Bhagavan ka subha puja. From the morning 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock, early in the morning, the devotee has to rise from the bed to pray to the Lord, and there are other regulative principles for offering Mangala Arati early in the morning. So Prabhupada is saying, Lord is getting up, so Brahma is offering Mangala Arati prayer. Now your eyes are opening. So it means Lord sleeps and Lord gets up because he's a living persona. He's a living personality. Foolish non-devotees not understand the importance of the archana, criticize regulative principle, but they have no eyes to see that the Lord also sleeps. People say, how this Krishna Balaram sleeps? How they sleep? They don't believe this. But when it is time 9 o'clock, the devotees, they are saying, we are sleepy, please put us in to rest and they sleep. But no, people cannot understand this. There is a stone, how can it sleep? Even devotees which are neophyte, they think they are the represented of Supreme Lord. They think they are the represented. But the pure devotee think they are the Lord. There's a big difference. Even for us, they are murti. But for devotees, they are person, reciprocating with them. Sakshi Gopal moved all the way from Vrindavan to the South India. Kirchor Gopinath is stealing the pot of milk for Madhavendra Puri. So for them, the Supreme Lord is a person. He talks with them. He walks with them. So somebody asked me, have you seen God? I said, we are seeing God every day. Not only seeing God, We are eating what is offered to the God every day, Rajbhog. He said, this is temple, Murti you are speaking. I said, you have seen original God. I think this is original God. Otherwise, are we full every day? The devotees are coming early in the morning. Are they full? 4 o'clock, they get up and run to the temple for Mangal Arati. Are they full? Are they crazy? If they are not going to see God, then why they are running there? In a Kumbh Mela, some Baba, he caught hold some American devotee. He said, I will come, I will show you Brahm. I will make you Brahm. He said, very nice. But can I get Rasgulla when I see Brahm? See, in the Brahm, there is no Rasgulla. There is no Gulab Jamun, there is no Rasgulla in Brahm. Brahm is light. He said, I don't need your Brahm. I need my Krishna Balanam. In the morning, I get Rasgulla. What I will do with your Brahm? Brahm ke paas kuch bhi nahi hai, bhukha Brahm. So I need, so this is a, they don't believe actually how God can sleep. But they have no eyes to see that the Lord also sleep by his own will. The impersonal concept of Supreme is so detrimental to the path of devotional service that it's very difficult to associate with the stubborn non-devotees who always think in terms of material conception. Oh, this mandar mein time kharab karte. They are wasting time. What is there? They don't believe in this. So this type of impersonalism is very difficult to live with them because they don't have a faith in Supreme Lord. They think, I am Lord, then what? Prabhupada used to say, what type of prayer is this prayer to the Lord? That, my dear Lord, you don't have eyes, you don't have leg, you don't have ears, you don't have nose. What it means? You are lame, you are blind, you are... Is Lord that? Is the good prayer to offer to the Lord? Bhagavan, aap andhe ho, lule ho, langde ho. Kya ye pratna hai? Bhagavan, aapke Bhagavan haath paav nahi hai, naak aankh nahi hai. एक ही प्रार्थना है क्या ये? Then once Prabhupada said, these impersonals, they want to be God. Then he said, who is God, Arjuna or Krishna? Krishna is God. But who is sitting high, Arjuna or Krishna? Upar kaun baitha hai? Arjuna. So then he asked, who is God, Nanda Baba or Krishna? He said, Nanda Baba is not, Krishna is God. Then why Krishna is taking the shoes of Nanda Baba on his head? It means the devotee of Lord as are higher than God. So Prabhupada said, the Mayavadi want to be God, we want to be the father of God. We want to be the father of God because the devotee of the God become father of the God. So still Mayavadis cannot match with us because we are higher than God. If they want to be God, the devotee is higher than God. So, impersonalists always think backward. They think that because there is form in matter, spirit should be formless. Because in matter there is sleep, the spirit, there cannot be sleep. And because the sleeping of the deity is accepting in archana worship, the archana is maya. Because they think everything negative. Oh, because we, Prabhupada said, what is the first example Prabhupada said? Oh, because we have form, we are suffering, so there must be no form to the God. Because every day we have to sleep, so God must not sleep. So they have a negative concept, everything. It should. So they have this type of concept. To think either positively or negatively is still thinking materially. Knowledge accepted from the superior source of the Vedas is standard. Here in these verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that archana is recommended. Before Brahma took up the task of creation, he founded the Lord sleeping on the serpent in the waves of the well of devastation. Therefore, sleeping exists in the internal potency of the Lord. And this is not denied by the pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and his disciple succession. It is clearly said there, here that the Lord slept very happily within the violent waves of the water, manifesting thereby that life is able to do anything and everything by its transcendental will, and not by be hampered by any circumstances. The Mayavadi cannot think beyond the material experience, and thus he defines the Lord's ability to sleep within the water. His mistake is that he compares the Lord to himself, and that comparison also a material thought. The whole philosophy of Mayavadi school, based on not this, not this, neti, neti, is basically material. Such thought cannot give one the chance to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. So Srila Prabhupada's mood is, God is a person, He eats, He sleeps, He talks, He walks. But those who think by comparing to oneself, his thinking is material, so he cannot understand God. So how can we understand God? By descending process. By Shabda Pramana. By Shabda Pramana means by through the Vedic hymns. Here the Bhagavatam is described that God is sleeping, and Brahma first created is saying God is sleeping. And we say God cannot sleep. Are we bigger than Brahma? Who created you? Brahma. He is saying this, why you are not accepting his words? He said, Lord was sleeping, Bhagavan soye hue the. Brahma ne dekha. Aur Brahma kehta hai, Bhagavan soye hue the. Hum kehte Bhagavan sote nahi hai. Why should we say like this? So these prayers of the Brahma, when heard by Lord Vishnu, he was pleased. In second canto, we know that Supreme Lord, then Brahma asked certain questions about creation, and Supreme Lord spoke 4 seed verses of Bhagavatam about himself, and then he said, now Brahma, you can create as it was before. Now you can create as it was before. Jaise pehle tha, aise aap srishti karo. So what happens actually, like we sleep in night, then we get up in morning, then again we start our work. So Brahma, when sleep in night, then when he get up in the morning, then he has to create again. So every time when he sleep, he forgets. So when he get up, then again he pray, then again he create. So it is going on regularly. But the Brahma is living entity, so he cannot remember everything. So he has to ask Supreme Lord every time. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Brahma's prayers. Tomorrow we will finish prayers and go to the Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki. To Bhagavan saamp ke upar bhi so sakte hain. Woh saamp ke upar naach sakta hai. He was dancing on the head of Kaliya. Saamp ke upar naach sakta hai, to sone mein kya? So he's happy everywhere. He is in the cockroach, he is in the mosquito's height, he is in the height of a pig. He is not contaminated by that as a Paramatma. So what is the problem? For him there is no problem. Problem is with us. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.